Good morning, birthday girl. How'd you sleep? Oh, good. I wanted to let you sleep in as long as possible. You really needed the rest after all the fun we had last night with our friends. Yeah, it was a really great time. I'm so glad you all went out to celebrate your big day. And honestly, it was really nice having you sleep in this morning because I may have set up a little surprise for you out there in the living room. No, I promise it's not another surprise party. I've reached my socializing limit. Today is just all about you and me. You're nervous? Why are you nervous? I know, but I promise you this surprise is going to be really, really fun. You really want me to tell you what's out there? There's no fun in that, babe. Come on, don't you trust me? All right. Well, maybe before we go out there, I can kind of explain the surprise a little bit. Maybe that would be good for you. Because there is something I've been meaning to tell you. Nothing bad. I just wanted to be open and honest with you, okay? So don't freak out. Don't worry about anything. You're safe here. I love you like so much. This has been the best 6 months of my life with you, and I'm not breaking up. I just want you to know that there is one thing that I haven't been totally honest with you about. Okay, so your ex, you know the one you've told me all about? Yeah, well, she reached out to me. Yeah, on social media. And I can see now what you mean about her. Yeah, you know, she didn't have the most kind things to say about you. And she also let me in on a pretty private secret of yours. Well, yeah, I guess it's kind of a big secret. Come on, I think you know what it is. Well, she told me you like to be submissive in the bedroom, which I already know and love, of course. You know I love being dominant and in control of the scenes that we do together. But specifically, she told me that you like to regress and act a little younger than you are, or maybe a lot younger than you are. Please, please, please. Do not be embarrassed and please don't feel ashamed right now, okay? I swear I don't care. I also have something that I'd like to admit to you. Well, I've actually known about this for quite some time. And of course, at first I didn't really believe her. But as time went on and we started role play together in the bedroom, I could see your little side peek out every now and then, and I honestly think it's so cute. So that's kind of where your little surprise comes in. Yeah, like I really want to make this a reality for you, you know? I just wanted to make it special. And I do genuinely feel like this could be something that I'm into with you. And it could be something that we shared together. So I guess your ex's plan kind of backfired because I'm actually really into this. I know this is probably a lot to take in, and I've had a lot of time to let it sink in and do my own research, and I'll be honest with you, this whole kink really fascinates me. It does, I'm being serious, you know? I'm naturally more dominant in the bedroom, and I just love seeing that vulnerable side to you that no one else gets to see. I mean, let's face it, in your day-to-day life, you're totally in control of your job and your adult responsibilities. You're just so confident. I don't think that anyone would expect you to like wear diapers. You know what I mean? And the diaper thing was hard for me to wrap my mind around until I realized it could be a fun way to continue taking control of you when we're in the bedroom. Plus, you know, when you get all desperate, I love those little noises you make and that adorable little pouty face you do. Yeah. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is I'd really, really, really love to put you into a diaper and treat you like a baby on your special birthday if you'd let me. So what do you say? Can we do this? Oh, I know you're hesitant, and that probably has a lot to do with how horribly your ex took this, but I'm not your ex. I'm extremely open-minded, and I just really want to see you happy. So if this is what makes you happy, I'm in full support. And secretly, it's not all just for you. I've been really into the idea of you nursing on me. Yeah. You know, I love having my breasts stimulated and seeing you vulnerable. I just think it would be a really hot combo. So please, just trust me. Okay? All right. I brought some goodies along in this backpack right here for you this morning. Look. Yeah, I brought a diaper for you. So why don't you take those pants off for me? Don't fight me. You know I'm the one in charge here. I got a pacifier for you too, so open up. Yeah, you just suckle on that and focus on feeling little for me, okay? Go ahead, take off your shorts. That's a good girl. So far, you're doing a really good job for me. All right, go up. Such a good little baby for mommy. And that's what I want you to call me from now on, okay? Yes, mommy. Okay. Good girl. I bought some of this at the store. It's diaper cream for actual babies. I think it's gonna work just fine on you. Yeah. Gotta make sure you don't get a little rash, huh? You look really cute looking up at me like that. Are you liking this? Don't worry, you're safe with me. All right, let's pull this diaper up and go check out your surprise. See if I can do this right. There's a lot more tapes on these than normal diapers. I want to get it just right for you. Oh, yeah. It's actually not too hard. There we go. Let me adjust this for you. Tuck it in right here. Thank you for trusting me. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? And look how adorable you are in this diaper. Oh, my goodness. It's actually really cute. You know, I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this.